You might have seen cattiness and backbiting on The Apprentice and Survivor, but a new science show on the Discovery Channel offers the real thing. Animal Face-Off throws a feisty crocodile into the same body of water as a great white shark. It has a tiger and a grizzly bear squaring off inside a cage. Well, sort of. Andrew Wallenstein writes about television for The Hollywood Reporter, and he's here to tell us more.
Here's the trouble with the animal kingdom. With so many different habitats scattered around the land, sea, and air masses of the world, you can't get all its mightiest beasts together to decide who is truly the mightiest of all. If only Don King could put, say, a wolf and a cougar together with a Mike Tyson title bout. Since the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals probably wouldn't stand for that, Discovery has come up with a nonviolent alternative. Thanks to state-of-the-art animatronics, a team of scientists can construct robotic replicas to duke it out. Each episode of Animal Face-Off follows the creation and confrontation of two different predators. In one of two episodes premiering Sunday night, Discovery pulls off what amounts to the heavyweight championship for mammals. Can't you just imagine? In this corner, wearing the gray trunk, weighing in at 7 tons from southern Africa, the African elephant. And in this corner, also from southern Africa, weighing in at 4 tons, the white rhinoceros. As we learn in Animal Face-Off, it won't exactly be a clean fight between a rhino and an elephant. The latter creature has a serious height and weight advantage, not to mention 7-foot tusks scientists recreate with plaster molds. But the rhino is not to be underestimated, sporting a 4-foot horn and a muscle density that would make Arnold jealous. Don't expect exact replicas from this show. These robots are more like crude approximations of the animals. The elephant, for instance, is outfitted with a trunk that doesn't move. And since an actual elephant's trunk contains over 10,000 muscles, trying to imitate a vicious roundhouse right proves to be too complex, even for these cutting-edge robotics. Yet when has impracticality ever stood in the way of an animatronic showdown? As the robot specialists get to work, not even zoologists are above a little trash talking.
I think your little rhinoceros is going to have some troubles fighting my elephant. The brain is twice the size.
Yeah, but brains aren't everything. In fact, they don't help you much in a fight. If he gets in there and gets that horn right into the abdomen, your elephant's done for.
Discovery brings together an impressive array of experts for Animal Face-Off. But it also raises a troubling question. Don't these scientists have anything better to do than stage virtual cockfights? Surely there must be some real-life endangered species out there more worthy of their attention.
Day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein covers the small screen for The Hollywood Reporter, and Animal Face-Off premieres on the Discovery Channel Sunday night at 9 o'clock.